We're talking this time with Madeline Agramonte, a candidate for the city council in the city of Sonoma. A first-time candidate, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, actually, I sit on the Sonoma Valley Healthcare District Board. I ran in 2008, so I've been on their board.
So you used to be an elected person in a sense, but trying to step up to a different venue. What has prompted you to make that move?
Well, you know, I have a background, of course, working for a state senator and a U.S. senator. I was also a council member and mayor for 12 years from the city of Daly City. So I believe these are unprecedented times, and the experience counts. And so that's what I bring to the city of Sonoma, the experience of working with, you know, budgets and different issues that are facing the cities.
I don't know how long you've been in Sonoma, but I guess you've been a quick study to get up to speed on the issues that it faces.
I have. You know, you see them all the time. Being on the healthcare district board, of course, we deal with different issues. But, of course, there are issues within the city of Sonoma. Recently, of course, we lost our community redevelopment agency, which is a hit of about $800,000 for our road projects. And it went down to $200,000 from our general fund. So that's a pretty big issue in itself. And also, you know, because of this, we've lost a lot of funding and there are unfilled positions and just different things that affect the city when you lose your funding.
What sort of efforts are you undertaking to introduce yourself or get better acquainted to the voters?
I somewhat have met a lot of people working with the healthcare district. This has been a great 4 years. We were able to get we have a geo bond and a parcel tax that passed. And now we're into our stage of philanthropy. So there are a lot of important things going on, and I meet a lot of people in this position. And the other thing, of course, doing a regular campaign of doing precinct walking, which I absolutely love because I love being around people, and that, and of course, just sending out some campaign literature, and just going to interviews like this and meeting different people, and just a lot of things that you normally would do in a campaign, of which I love.
Does having a supervisor election playing out through all this change the dynamic at all? Is it harder to get attention?
You know, it's kind of interesting because having run for a council before, I always ask people to go all the way to the bottom of the list to do the vote, to give their votes. And I'm only asking, they have two votes available. I'm only asking for one. I just have to focus on what I'm doing. If the other, the supervisor race affects me, I have to sort of ignore that and just keep going with what I'm doing.
Beyond budget issues, which of course are overwhelming, what do you see as the main challenges confronting Sonoma in the years ahead?
Well, one, of course, are our roads. You know, being such a tourism spot, I was always surprised at how bad our roads are. And of course now, as I said, we've lost funding for that and we've dropped it down from $800,000 to $200,000. The second issue is the public access. A swimming pool, which is something that people are very interested in, and they're moving forward. I really support it, but I think it's three-pronged. One, of course, to raise the money for it, to be able to get that support, and then thirdly, of course, to make sure that it's sustainable and to build a partnership to be able to support it many years down the road.
It's a big project.
It's big. It's a big project. And actually, I was co-founder in Daly City of the DeLu Bayshore Boys and Girls Club. And it was a partnership between the Boys and Girls Club and the city of Daly City. It was an $8 million project. So I'm used to building partnerships.
Madeline Agramonte, looking to build partnerships in the city of Sonoma, where she seeks a seat on the city council. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.